I think everybody knows that it got held up in the Senate. Maturin, Representative Maturin, did a great job of putting something together in the House. It made it through the House with flying colors. It was really unique to watch that go through the way it did. Mm-hmm. But we didn't get it finished at the end of the year. The holdup really was over in the Senate. The chairman that I dealt with, Senator Brandenburg, had concerns about it. We talked about it. I couldn't get him to overcome those concerns. So we're hoping to take a little different approach. Margaret and I have been working together. We're trying to pull together a coalition of members so we can go talk with our leadership, sit down and talk to our leadership with a block of us together rather than individually, mm-hmm. and see if we can't get Arlen to Senator Meekhoff to get behind us. And if it needs to be, let's move it to another committee so we don't put Jack in a tough spot. Senator Brandenburg was uncomfortable with it. Okay, let's see if we can get our day in court in another committee. I think if people hear the story,
yeah, there's stories to tell with it. And Senator O'Brien, you represent the district, District 20. Tell us a little bit where that is and then your perspectives, because this has become a key issue in your district as well now.
You know, I represent all of Kalamazoo County, which is southwest Michigan. It's halfway between Detroit and Chicago. And we had an issue where Costco came in, and between their land acquisition and construction costs, it was close to $14, $15 million they put in. And the assessor valued the project at less than that, which is very common for new construction. But then Costco came back and said they felt that their property value, including the improved building, is between $3 and $4 million, which was less than what the land acquisition is. And, you know, as a real estate agent, I just care about fair assessments. I want the same rules. Mm-hmm. Should apply to everybody, no matter the class of property you are, residential, commercial. And here what we have is there are certain commercial classes that are giving an unfair advantage. And usually these people who are getting an unfair advantage, they are not Michigan businesses. And we need to have policies that put Michigan business owners on the same level playing field as the big box out-of-state corporations.
This is a really big issue here in the Upper Peninsula. For many of the municipalities, all of them are facing some revenue issues due to this decision with the valuation and the tax tribunal. But it was perceived on a lot of levels in early discussions as a UP issue and wasn't gaining all kinds of traction in the Lower Peninsula. You're saying that's different now, that it is resonating with both you and your House colleagues.
Oh, definitely. Representative Maturin is one of my representatives in my district, and he's an appraiser, a former assessor. So he understands the issues very well. When I was on my local city council, I worked very hard on fair residential property assessments. So I have a history between real estate and my local work caring about proper assessments. That's what the issue really is. People are saying we're trying to raise money for local government. No, what we're saying is we need fair assessing, and we cannot have a tax tribunal who is making decisions, which is putting out of Michigan corporations and an advantage over our local Michigan businesses. We want the same rules. They should be equally applied. And whatever the revenue is, our local elected officials, they will handle the budget. I have faith in them. But we need fair assessing, and it's time to stand up for small Michigan businesses.